Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible family, Christmas 2012. Hi, Jill.
Hi, babe.
How are you?
I'm fine.
What you eating?
We always have to be eating something when we do the Christmas. I'm eating a little milk chocolate ball.
And who do you have with you?
I have Ezekiel here.
So for the first time ever, he gets to make an appearance on Daily Audio Bible Family Christmas. This year, he gets to play the part of baby Jesus.
Yes, he does.
It's pretty cute, isn't it?
It's very cute.
So, are you ready for the holidays? I can't believe how fast this year went by.
No.
This has been a year where I felt like the word was shift, and could that have been more true for our lives? Look at all that has shifted.
Yeah, that's quite true. I think it was true for a lot of people's lives, too. Looking around throughout the community, a lot of people went through that same word with us in their own way.
Yeah, it's and not all of the shifting has been easy. It's been like a year of heavy lifting for us, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been a good year, but yeah.
A lot of big movements and big changes, and probably the biggest change is this little baby boy.
Mm-hmm.
But he's kind of been the easiest of it all.
He really has.
He's just a little sweet baby. And we love him.
He's a good boy.
He is.
As Max says, why is it acceptable to be grammatically incorrect when you get around a baby?
Yeah, that sounds perfectly like something Max would ask. And that's true. Why is it? I think we just, I don't know why.
Because him's so cute.
I guess that's what it is. So we're at the end of another year. This is the end of 7 years, 7 days a week in the Bible without stopping.
Wow.
A lot has changed in 7 years.
Much has changed in 7 years. Our whole lives have changed in 7 years.
Yeah, I can't believe 7 years ago. It was kind of the time right around now. A couple weeks from now, well, right around now, when I started thinking about this, and a couple weeks from now, or is this a dream? Hi, Ezekiel. You wanted to weigh in on that?
Yeah, on the green couch.
7 years ago, I mean, we're just thinking about all this, and we had no idea things were going to change so profoundly, and now we've been just all over the country and all over the world sharing this message and meeting so many friends, and we have such a family all over the world. It's pretty profound, isn't it?
Yeah, we really do.
It's just amazing to go to different United States cities, and just really amazing to go to cities all over the world and meet people who are spending part of their day with us and going through the Bible in here. It's just unbelievable.
It is. That's been my favorite thing so far this year, is the family gatherings have become more and more, is just being able to meet the people face to face. I feel like it's all one big family, and it's this sort of family reunion of sorts. We're just going to meet family that we know is out there and exists,
yep,
but we've never met before.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
I know, the stories are amazing and heartwarming, and it just feels like we're doing all of this together. I always say on the Daily Audio Bible, this is a family affair, and what we've done together, and what we'll do, we'll continue to do together, and it really feels that way, especially when we can go out and travel.
Yep.
So I encourage any of you who are listening, if you ever can get the chance to come to a Daily Audio Bible family gathering, that you do. It's just really, really special. And our little guy, man, he's become quite the world traveler in the 3 months of his life.
Yeah, 4 months now.
Yeah, almost 4 months, yep. It's been...
Four months.
4 months. In the 4 months of his life, I'd say he's as well-traveled as any four-month-old.
Yep, he is.
He's been all over the place. And now we're settling in and gearing up and retrofitting so many of the different parts of the Daily Audiobible for the next year. Looking forward to 2013 and all that God will do through it. And I can't wait. I'm really, really excited about the new year. How are you feeling about it?
Ultra excited as well.
Yeah. What's your sense of things? What's been heavy on your heart, or what are you anticipating or longing for?
Oh, I don't know. We've been talking about it for a long time, but I'm excited to jump into what God has for me, the calling for the women's ministry.
Yeah.
And I hate that title, women's ministry. It sounds so...
It doesn't sound like you exactly.
No, it just sounds very churchish.
But it is a term that we all understand and understand what we mean. And it's been something we've been dreaming about for several years. And we're really dreaming about it last year. And then we decided to have a baby.
Yeah.
So now we got that all in place and we're back to it. All of the website and programming for the women's ministry is happening. And we're looking forward to a Captivating coming up in April. Mm-hmm. A fantastic retreat. And this one, it will take place in the mountains of Georgia, just a little bit outside of Atlanta. So those of you ladies who want to come to the next retreat, Daily Audio Bible Women's Retreat, this will be taking place just a little bit outside of Atlanta. And it's a beautiful, beautiful spot that you've selected. And we anticipate this being overwhelmingly our largest retreat for women. And really, I don't know. I wouldn't say everything's been practiced up to this point, because it hasn't. But it really feels like we're hitting a stride now.
Yeah. I mean, I never wanted to start small, but felt the importance and the necessity of starting small and building and just being amazed at how God has built on from the last one every time. It's just been amazing. And we prayed about finding the perfect place, just because there's not a lot of retreat centers here in the Tennessee area. So it's a little bit of a drive as far as for local people, but it's only an hour away from the Atlanta airport that shuttles straight into the camp. And it is just absolutely gorgeous. It's just on the top of this mountain, and the scenery is so important and it's a necessity to the retreat itself. So I feel like this is just exactly where God has us, and I'm so excited about this upcoming retreat.
Yeah, me too. I really feel like it's the launch to the next phase of all that God is doing in your life and in women's ministry in general, and excited to support that and be there and be a part of it. And I'm just really excited about 2013. I have been asking God, what is 2013 supposed to look like? Because I know that the last few years, and it's been many years, that I've asked God to give me some kind of word or something that's a guiding star for the year. In the last few years, if I hadn't had them, I would have been very confused. And just even this year, just some of the decisions we've made, some of the things we've moved in and moved out of, I'm just having the confidence to do that, knowing that God was shifting things.
Yeah.
Really helped me kind of have this understanding of what's really going on. And so I've been praying for months, like I do, just kind of contemplating and considering what next year is supposed to look like. And I believe I have that guiding star for the next year.
Did you get your word?
I did.
You gonna share it?
Yeah.
Or are you gonna wait?
I believe that the word for 2013 for us will be rhythm.
Oh. It always scares me a little bit to find out your word.
Yeah, well, what I feel like the Lord is saying is that He has shifted and moved a lot of things, big and small, in our lives. He has done some serious front-end loading in some of our lives, really pushing a lot of things around into where they belong, or pushing them out of our lives if they don't belong. And And it's been that kind of a year. A lot of people have changed vocations, searched for jobs, upended and moved to different places in the country or world, just all kinds of shifting going on. And I just believe he's saying, now that I've done some of this heavy work in you, it's time to settle into the rhythm of what is the new normal for you. And that really resonates for me, and it's comforting because it seems like there's been several years of just real significant movement, and to find our lane and stay in it and find the rhythm for the next year feels right and feels full of hope, and I'm really excited to see what the year brings.
Yeah, that's exciting.
So anything else we should share? Jill's going to have another baby. No, just kidding.
No, she's not.
Maybe you should have another baby in 2013.
You know, if it wasn't so hard on my little body, I would entertain it, especially... Well, I know. We just can't because he's too good. The next one would be a terror, for sure. So.
Oh, I think we're probably done. But every breath he takes is like a gift to us. Just enjoying having this baby so much.
It was nice to come out of retirement to have a baby.
Yeah, it's been nice to, he's just got so many friends and aunties and uncles all over the world that care about him and pray for him. And he's quite the popular child.
And it's sweet being, you know, in this phase of life. I think when you have kids in your 20s, like you gotta prove something to somebody that you can do it. And the struggle of life is so hard. You're finding your way, and we found our way, we changed our way, and we've settled into our way. And I just think you can enjoy them a little bit more at the season of life that we're in. So
absolutely, and he's being really good. As we sit here and chat.
He just woke up, and then he,
usually he's talkative when he first wakes up.
Well, he made a little present in his pants while we're sitting here, so.
Well, on that note, we should probably transition to Daily Audio Bible Family Christmas. It's going to be so sweet because we have a baby Jesus now. So every single member of our family has a role to play this year, and the entire extended Daily Audio Bible family has a role to play, as it always does, and there have been more calls than ever before. I'm trying to figure out how we'll get them all in, but if we don't get them all in, we'll just play them on Daily Audio Bible.
I have to say, this is the whole year I look forward to this moment. More than anything.
Me too.
I love the Daily Audio Bible Family Christmas.
I do too. It's just one of the most beautiful things that we do, and we do lots of beautiful things. So I'm looking forward to it as well. And with that, we, Jill and all of our kids and all of the Hardin clan and the entire Daily Audio Bible team, we wish you the warmest and merriest of Christmases. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible Family Christmas 2012.
Hi, DAB family. My name is Bola and I'm calling from England, and I'd like to wish you all a very Merry Christmas. And I'd like to say hello to Brian and Jill and Tyler and Christian and the beautiful Max and the very, very lovely Mr. Max. Beautiful China and the lovely Mr. Max. And Ezekiel, baby Ezekiel, he's so adorable, so cute. It was such a pleasure to give him a big cuddle at the DAB London family gathering. Such a blessing. I love him so much. He's so cute. And I'd like to say a very Merry Christmas to the London Dabbers. It was a pleasure meeting you all at the family gathering in October. And I'd like to say Merry Christmas to the DAB staff, all of you guys working behind the scenes. We don't know you, but God knows you. And I just want to say thank you for everything you do for us. Mike and Jennifer Greenberg, Sarah Jane, and the baby that's coming, and everybody else on the team, God bless you. I'd like to say Merry Christmas to my captivating sisters from Captivating Colorado class of April, May 2011. It's such a blessing, the friendship, the sisterhood that we have. I love you guys so much. God bless you. I'd like to say Merry Christmas to my DAB sister, Rachel from Manchester. Hope things are a lot better now. And to Kat Kallenberg. And finally to my DAB friend, Olga from LA, California. God bless you. I love you all. I'm wishing you all a very Merry Christmas and a fantastic New Year ahead. I love you so much. DAB has been such a huge blessing to my life. God bless you. Bye. Merry Christmas.
The events leading up to the birth of Christ were not coincidental, but were put in place by God so that prophecies would be fulfilled. Everything that happened from the time the census was ordered to everyone returning to their own city to be registered, and then the birth of Jesus while Joseph and Mary were in Bethlehem, was orchestrated by God. Out of Bethlehem, a small town in the city of David, came the Messiah. This event was the beginning of something so incredible. Jesus Christ left his throne in glory and took on human form just to bring us reconciliation to our Father God. He came into the world miraculously conceived and then born as all humans are. He was first a baby, then a toddler, then grew into a child and went through adolescence before becoming an adult. He experienced humanity at all levels. He truly can identify with all the people in all stages of life. This very first Christmas, God gave the greatest gift ever, His Son. His Son, He gave the gift of His life, which is why He came. Because of this, we can have a relationship with God as His children. Through Christ Jesus, we are sons and daughters of the Most High God. Let us give thanks and praise to our Heavenly Father for these events, which have changed our lives forever. No matter how secular the world is becoming, disregarding the truth of Christmas, let us boldly proclaim the truth about the birth of Jesus as the reason for this season. Thank you, brothers and sisters. This is Jan Sisson in Potomac, Maryland. Bless you. Bye-bye.
Greetings to the Daily Audio Bible listeners, I am Rosalind from sunny South Florida calling to wish all of you a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. As you know, Jesus is the reason for the season. Remember to keep Christ in Christmas. Trust God and cherish the moment.
Merry Christmas, DAB family. This is Cheryl from Arkansas, and I just wanted to wish each of you a very Merry Christmas and a happy, healthy, and prosperous New Year. Bye-bye.
Hey, guys. It is Annette from Oklahoma City. I have my Christmas wish for you guys. I joined the Air Force in November of 1989, and it was pretty much about the first time I'd ever been away from home. And, you know, I was real scared and homesick. I bet nobody knows how that feels, huh? And here's Thanksgiving away from your family, and then Christmas away from your family. And, oh, my goodness, I was so homesick and miserable. And they were picking people to go have Christmas dinner with families, and it was down to me and my friend, and we were the last two, and it didn't look like we were going to get to go anywhere, and we were really upset. And at the very last minute, the drill instructor comes in and says, "Hey, we got two more." And so we got to go, and we got to stay with a family for the day in down there in Lackland, and had a wonderful time. They were the nicest people, and I so wish I'd had their names, because I think about them every Christmas since 1989, and they prayed with us and read scriptures from the Bible, and I will never, ever, ever forget that as long as I live. I love you, family. I hope every one of you has a blessed Christmas, and I love every one of you. Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
This is Rebecca, and I wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I hope you like that. So have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and enjoy yourself and be safe.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Dave
and Lisa
from Tulsa, Oklahoma.
We'd love to pray a blessing over you this holiday season. Father God, we thank you in Jesus' name for your mercy for all our sins. We thank you for the healing that Christ took stripes on his back for, died for, and rose again to give us. We receive the manifestation in our lives and bodies right now of all the healing in every cell of our body, from the tops of our heads to the soles of our feet. We pray right now in Jesus' name that this season is filled with peace, love, and joy, that we would all walk in love with our families, our friends, strangers at the mall. We speak peace and calm in the midst of a time that has the tendency to become chaotic, that we would not get caught up in the madness of commercialism, but that we would let our light shine, the light of Christ within us, in the midst of it all. We bind all stress, depression, loneliness, confusion, right now in Jesus' name, and we agree for financial blessings to come into everyone's lives. Newfound jobs, promotion, success in business, that there would be no lack, and that our abundance would allow us to bless others, not only with our money and gifts, but also with our peace, our love, and our salvation. The true reason for our joy this season and always, and restore our relationship with each other and with you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Merry Christmas and a blessed New Year.
Hi, DAB family. Merry, 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 merry Christmas. This is Kira calling from Connecticut. Just wanted to wish everybody a wonderful Christmas season and, of course, a Merry Christmas. And wanted to read to you guys a great poem that I found. It's called Behold, Our Lord is Born. In a humble little stable on a simple bed of hay, the Son of God was born that first Christmas day. The wise men bearing gifts with a star to light the way found the baby Jesus in a manger where he lay. A choir of heavenly angels, his praises they did sing. The Prince of Peace has come, the one who will be king. They gathered to see the infant, to honor his holy birth, this gift sent by the Father, whose life would change the earth. As shepherds tended their flocks and bowed their heads to pray, the sleeping babe would grow to take our sins away. And I just wanted to wish everybody a merry, merry Christmas. I'm so excited that I have gotten through another year with the DAB family, and it's so wonderful to be able to share this holiday season with you guys. I wish you all peace and love, and most importantly, to be with family and friends on this wonderful holiday season. And love you guys. Have a great Christmas. Bye.
Merry Christmas. This is Jamie from Dallas. I would like to sing Away in a Manger. It is a different tune than most use. And it goes, Away in a manger, no crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the bright sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay.
I love you all. Bye, family.
Hi, Merry Christmas, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Caroline in Nashville, and it's early November, but I am already geared up for Christmas, and I'm so excited to be calling. For you, family, I want to read you my favorite verse in the joy of the Christmas season. It is Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9. Know, therefore, that the Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God, keeping his covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love him and keep his commands. I pray that this season, you know that our God is a faithful God and he loves us so much. I want to give a special shout out to Tillman and Blind Tony, Annette in Oklahoma City, Lisa in Illinois, Bob in Muskegee, Michigan. I think of all of you and I pray for you. Biola in Maryland, I love your prayers. Keep them coming. Merry Christmas, everyone. I love you so much.
Hey, this is Aaron Bratcher from Roswell, Georgia, wishing everyone a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. This is our first call-in for Christmas, and we're really excited. This is Megan.
Cora.
Liam.
From Bloomington, Illinois. We love the community. We love listening every day. We love the Daily Audio Bible kids. And to Max in China, we just want to say...
Rubber ducky.
And Merry Christmas, everybody. Love you.
Aloha, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Lori Connable calling from Hilo, Hawaii. And I would like to sing to you Mele Kalikimaka, which means Merry Christmas. Mele Kalikimaka is the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island's greetings that we send to you from the land where palm trees wave. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Mele Kalikimaka is Hawaii's way to say Merry Christmas, a merry, merry Christmas, a merry, merry Christmas to you. I'm wishing you, family, a beautiful Christmas full of love and peace and joy. I love you. God bless you. Aloha.
The birth of Jesus Christ happened like this. When Mary was engaged to Joseph, just before their marriage, she was discovered to be pregnant by the Holy Spirit. Whereupon Joseph, her future husband, who was a good man and did not want to see her disgraced, planned to break off the engagement quietly. But while he was turning the matter over in his mind, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said,
Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife. What she has conceived is conceived through the Holy Spirit, and she will give birth to a son, whom you will call Jesus, the Savior, for it is he who will save his people from their sins.
All this happened to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. Behold, a virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel had told him.
Hi, Brian, and my big DAB family. This is Sue Eden from Lynn, Cheshire, the UK. I just wanted to say what a privilege it's been to meet so many of you this year. It's so wonderful to meet people passionate for the Word of God, who we celebrate at this time of year, Jesus. So thank you all so much for being there for me during what I've found to be quite a hard year. But it is shifted, praise God. And loving you all in Jesus and joining with you as you celebrate his birthday. Have a great one. Bye.
Hi, this is Tom calling from the Cleveland area in Ohio. Just want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year.
Hi, this is Joe from Indiana, and I'm calling to wish a Merry Christmas to all of my DAB family and friends. I just want to thank the Lord so much for you. And I'm about ready to finish my second year listening with you, and I'm so excited to start another year. I especially want to say Merry Christmas to the captivating Tennessee sisters. My cabin, number 10. I just love you guys, and I can't wait to see you again in the spring. I really hope to be able to, that everybody would be able to get back together again. I love you guys, and from Indiana, this is Joe. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. So have yourself a merry little Christmas now. Love you all. Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Pam in Southern California. And I want to encourage all of you who could not get together with family for whatever reason. And just know that the Lord is with you. We're all together. God bless you.
Hi, this is the Crusher calling you up from Chicago, wishing everyone a Merry Christmas. It's hard to believe another year has gone by, but thank you, Brian, your family, for all your dedication, and thank all of you out there for listening and praying for the prayer requests and everything else. So wishing you all a Merry Christmas and a blessed new year. God bless. Thank you. This is the Crusher from Chicago.
Hello. This is Scott Carpenter from the mountains of Asheville, North Carolina. And I truly wish everyone to have an awesome Christmas. I want everybody to have peace and happiness and joy. And I know that sounds generic, but I honestly mean that. So, Merry Christmas to all. God bless all of you. I've been doing the Daily Audio Bible since the end of February, and man, I've grown so much. I love this community. It's great. So, I'm very, very thankful. Anyways, see ya.
Hey, Merry Christmas, my family. This is Sarah Jane. I just am so excited about my own flesh and blood family that's expanding just like our DAB family. Most of you know that I'm about to give birth any day now. This is going to be an extra exciting Christmas for us. And whilst I would love to name everyone, there's too many now. So thank you so much, Susan Berger and Chris Mansfield, for blessing little bumps. And I look forward to the new year with a new face with you guys. I love you, family. It's so awesome to be a part of you.
We wish all of you a very merry 2013 from Kathleen,
Jesse,
and David from Shelnau, Missouri.
We wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hello, DAB family, this is Tolu, Tomi, Tiwa and Tammy calling from Aylesbury in the UK, wishing all the family a wonderful Christmas and a Happy New Year. We love you all so much, we love listening to your voices. Brian, Jill, all the children, God bless you. Merry Christmas, everybody!
Then, 6 months after Zechariah's vision, in which he was told of the coming birth of his son John, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a Galilean town, Nazareth by name, to a young woman who was engaged to a man called Joseph. The girl's name was Mary. The angel entered her room and said,
"Greetings to you, Mary, O favored one. The Lord be with you."
Mary was deeply disturbed at these words and wondered what such a greeting could possibly mean. But the angel said to her,
"Do not be afraid, Mary. God loves you dearly. You are going to be the mother of a son, and you will call him Jesus. He will be great and be well known as the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his forefather, David, and he will be king over the people of Jacob forever. His reign shall never end."
Then Mary spoke to the angel.
"How can this be?"
she said.
"I am not married."
But the angel made this reply to her.
"The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. Your child will therefore be called Holy, the Son of God. Your cousin Elizabeth has also conceived a son, old as she is. Indeed, this is the sixth month for her. A woman who was called barren, for no promise of God can fail to be fulfilled."
"I belong to the Lord, body and soul,"
replied Mary.
"Let it happen as you say."
And at this, the angel left her.
Hi everyone in the DAB family. Happy Christmas. This is John Ryan from wonderful Liverpool, England. I am with my wife Linda and the rest of my family, Ben, Stephen, Becky and Naomi and Mac, our lovable Springer Spaniel. This Christmas will mark 3.5 years since I started listening to the Daily Audio Bible every day. Every year since I began listening, I have seen God do amazing things in me and my family. This year of shift has been full of truth and revelation. God has continued to speak, clarify and develop me as a person. I really value the fact that God, first and foremost, chooses to have a living and active relationship with me and the rest of his creation. This year has had its harder times. But on the 10th of October, both my parents, John and Kathy Ryan, went home to be with the Lord. I love the fact that they are with him now. But Mum and Dad, I miss you. It was also wonderful this year to meet up with our other DABers, Ryan, Joe, China and Ezekiel, at the Glasgow Family Gathering. I even got to hold Ezekiel in my arms twice, which was wonderful. And finally, on the 11th of December 2012, my first grandchild is due. We know she is a girl, and her name will be Molly. I'm so excited about this wonderful bundle of joy that is about to land in our family. Brian, Jill, you're wonderful people who have heard God and are exactly where He wants you. You touch so many people with your love. I want to thank you again this Christmas time for all that you do and for your family and for all they do to support you. I look forward to a great new year full of expectation for what God will do through His Word and every day. Merry Christmas, everyone, from John Linder, Ben, Stephen, Becky, Mac, Naomi, and soon to be born, Molly. Merry Christmas.
Hello, everybody. This is Raina calling from Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas. If you remember my story, I was having problems with infertility, and through a lot of prayer, thank you, many of the people from the Daily Audio Bible praying for me, my husband and I were able to conceive and gave birth to a beautiful baby last March. He's about 8 months now. And I thought the best way to wish everybody a Merry Christmas this year was to play you a little bit of joy from our baby Liam. So here it goes. That's just a little bit of love from Liam up here in Ottawa. Merry Christmas to everybody.
Merry Christmas, Daily Audio Bible family, and Brian and Jill and all the children in the Hardin family. Thank you all for another wonderful year of being in the Bible with you every day. It's absolutely life-changing. Merry Christmas from Patty Vincent in Florida. Love you all.
Good morning, family. Just calling to wish you all a Merry Christmas. This is Brenda, First Lady from Maryland. I'm just calling to say Merry Christmas to everybody. I love you all. I wish you a Merry Christmas. I wish you a Merry Christmas. I wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. God bless you all. I love you. Can't wait to see you all. Hallelujah. Have a blessed holiday. In Jesus' name, amen. Bye-bye.
Hi, it's Linnea. Hey, Daily Audio Bible. And I'm calling with a Christmas greeting. Just want to say Merry Christmas. Definitely my favorite holiday. And I'm just really happy that I get to call now. But anyway, I hope you all have a great Christmas. And I've also been thinking about this year trying to give back in some way or doing some kind of charity service or something like that. And a site called DeviantArt.com, that's DeviantArt, is holding a holiday card type of charity. And they're sending holiday cards that either people make or just people buy and write to different hospital patients. So I suggest if you'd like to do something like that, then that'd be a really great idea. I definitely want to do that as well. But anyway, I hope you all have a wonderful holiday season. And thanks, guys.
Merry Christmas, dear Daily Audio Bible family. This is Olga calling from Los Angeles, California. First of all, I want to give a shout-out to all my virtual Dubber friends, Paul in Barcelona, David Lucky, Brandon, Doug Houston, Barry in Newfoundland, Debbie, Deborah DeJong, Michelle Walter, April from Arizona, Billy Joe, Sarah Jane from London, Sarah Jane from Colorado. There's so many of you, and I'm surely forgetting someone. Forgive me. And special love to my sister Bola in UK. Love you, girly. You're such a blessing to my life. Love you. You are awesome. And Blind Tony, oh man, how you bless me every time you call. Your poetry just brings tears to my eyes every time. The Lord has blessed you with an amazing talent, and you're so faithful to share it with all of us and to bless all of us. I am praying for your healing, man, and Lord's abundant blessings upon your life. Merry Christmas to all of you, dear family. May the next year would be your best year yet. And to all of my single sisters, may your one and only find you in 2013, and may he be everything your sweetheart desires. God bless you all. Thank you, Brian and Jill, for all you do. Be blessed. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Hi, this is Nancy from Indiana, and this is my Christmas message or blessing for DAB family. As we remember this holiday season, that Jesus is the reason for the season, I'd like to share a poem that is a recipe for stress relief. It's called A Different Kind of Christmas. Sometimes Christmas is just overwhelming, it seems, as we rush around buying up stuff. We spend without end and we rack up those bills, but it feels like it's never enough. So this Christmas, let's all take a different approach. Let's try to be more in accord with God's Christmas gift, the best one of all, our sweet Jesus, our Savior, our Lord. We'll be gentle and patient and loving and kind, and we'll keep our priorities straight. The gifts of the Spirit, the gifts of the heart, are the ones that we'll all celebrate. And our stress will decrease and we'll feel more at peace as we decorate, package, and trim. Our new Christmas will be a pure joy and delight as we try to be much more like Him. Merry Christmas and holiday blessings to everyone in our DAB family worldwide. God bless everyone. God bless you this holiday season. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Alice calling from Houston, Texas, to say happy holidays to all my family and friends. We wish you a happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year. It's Alice from Houston. Bye.
Well, happy holidays and Merry Christmas to you from beautiful Cincinnati, Ohio. I'm Daniel Johnson, Jr., and 2012 March, the second full year of me going through the Daily Audio Bible. I started listening in 2009, June of 2009, and the thing that has struck me so much this year is just how different. I mean, the scriptures, they stay the same. We go through them, and even right now as we're going through the Bible, I'm recognizing these passages that I remember going through last year. But what is different is me in the situation that I am in my life, and I'm so inspired that I get to do this, that I get to spend time in God's Word every single day. And I'm so grateful for the community and just the people that are around me. I can look at a map of the United States, for example, look at Canada, look at the map of the world, and it's just amazing to know that all around the world, people are listening to the Daily Audio Bible. All around the world, people are praising God and learning more and growing in their faith. It inspires me to no end. You guys are so fantastic, and I just praise God for what He is doing. God bless you. Make it a great holiday season. And let's get ready for an awesome 2013. Make it a great day.
And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there were no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. Happy holidays from the D'Souza family in Georgia.
Merry Christmas to you, Brian and Jill, and your family and the entire DAB family. This is Randy from the Lake House in historic Gurley, Alabama. Blessed be our God and Savior and the giver of life. We, my lovely wife, Wendy, our four daughters, Holly, Elizabeth, Rachel, and Sarah Marie, our three son-in-laws, Josh, Jason, and Matt, and my dad, good old Norman or Grant will be celebrating together what I have coined the Christmas of life this year of 2012. Life because God healed my darling wife from brain cancer that hung over our last year's holidays with a 3 to 6 month expectancy of dying. And life because God blessed us with a precious grandbaby expected out for all to see this Christmas season. Merry Christmas again to all. Happy birthday, Jesus, precious Savior. We exalt you, we adore you, we so thank you. Also have a happy new year in God's Word. My fourth year going through the Bible with Brian and all of you, my fellow listening brothers and sisters. God bless you. Jesus loves you. Merry Christmas.
Merry, joyous, happy Christmas, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Marilyn from Lakewood, Ohio. I've been listening since January 1st to this amazing podcast that has a profound impact on my life. It has rocked my core and shook my branches, challenged me to come up higher. It's the gift that keeps on giving. I've listened to all of your prayer requests and pray for your needs. God bless us, everyone, this new year with faith, hope, love. Merry Christmas and God bless you all.
With little delay, Mary got ready and hurried off to the hillside town in Judea, where Zacharias and Elizabeth lived. She went into their house and greeted her cousin. When Elizabeth heard her greeting, the unborn child stirred inside her, and she herself was filled with the Holy Spirit and cried out,
"Blessed are you among women, and blessed is your child. What an honor it is to have the mother of my Lord come to see me. Why, as soon as your greeting reached my ears, the child within me jumped for joy. Oh, how happy is the woman who believes in God, for he does make his promises to her come true."
Then Mary said,
"My heart is overflowing with praise of my Lord. My soul is full of joy in God my Savior, for he has designed to notice me, his humble servant, and after this, all the people, whoever shall be, will call me the happiest of women. The one who can do all things has done great things for me. Oh, holy is his name. Truly his mercy rests on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has swept away the high and mighty. He has set kings down from their thrones and lifted up the humble. He has satisfied the hungry with good things and set the rich away with empty hands. Yes, he has helped Israel, his child. He has remembered the mercy that he promised to our forefathers, to Abraham and his sons forevermore."
So Mary stayed with Elizabeth about 3 months and then went back to her hometown. He, Joseph, married Mary, but had no intercourse with her until she had given birth to a son. Then he gave him the name Jesus.
Happy holidays, DAB. This is year 7 for me. This is Isa from Germany, and this just keeps getting better. I'm wishing you all a happy Thanksgiving, a Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year. A special holiday greeting to my mom, Sandra Timmons, who I love so much, my brothers Cedric, Hashim, and Khalid, to their wives and my nieces and nephews. I love my family very much, but more importantly, I love God. If we will all keep God first, he will strengthen our path. The key is to enjoy the journey while doing so. This holiday season, be sure to be a beacon of light for those who are in the dark. Be merry and of good cheer. I am so grateful to the Daily Audio Bible, Brian, the Harden family. I wish you all just the best of holidays this season. It's not every day that we get to celebrate the birth of the baby Jesus and know that God gave his son for us to live in this world and in this season. I pray for all of you to embrace this time and to know that while our yesterdays are forgotten, our futures, our tomorrows are endless. And thank you all for your prayers. I truly have felt them over here in Munich, Germany. I'm very excited this Christmas once again. It's my favorite time of year. I'm praying for snow.
the Christmas music, the Christmas cheer, and celebrating it with my family, two of my brothers who are here in Germany with their wives. And I just want to let you all know, happy holidays, happy holidays, D.A.D. family.
Greetings, this is John Teves from Canada calling for my Christmas greeting. I know this is redundant, but may the Lord bless you and keep you all this Christmas season and keep depression far from you and give you time with family and friends. So it's a wonderful ministry. I'm glad to be a part of it. God bless.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible listeners. This is Marianne from Orange County. I wanted to share my Christmas greeting to all of you and share a little poem about what Christmas means to me. C is for the child born that night to be our light. H is for holy is his name. R is for rejoice with gladness and joy. I is for Emmanuel, God with us. S is for the star that led the wise men to him. T is for the truth and grace that was sent our way. M is for Mother Mary laying him in swaddling clothes in the manger. A is for angels singing songs of joy. S is for salvation. Merry Christmas, everyone, and have a blessed day.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. Merry Christmas, Daily Audio Bible. Tracy from Arlington, Texas. Have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas season and Happy New Year. God bless.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible. This is Raquel from Georgia. I just want to say happy holidays and season's greetings and enjoy your family and friends on this holiday season. God bless you and God bless America.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Kelly from Pasadena, California. I've been listening since May, so this is my very first DAB Christmas. I wish everybody listening and all the people working with DAB a wonderful, blessed, holy Christmas. Thank you so much, Brian, Jill, and family, for what you do. Have a merry, merry Christmas.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Mavis. I'm calling to give you guys a Christmas prayer. I am amazed by all that God has done in this year of shift. He has literally shifted my life, and I know your life too, and all the grace, to God, and all the glory to God. For what he has done and what he is doing in our lives and what he has planned for us. I just wanted to just take time out to say that I pray that you guys in this end of this last the end of this year, that you just get a deeper revelation of the fullness of the work of Jesus Christ, his life, his crucifixion, his ascension, and just that as we go through the Christmas story and as we get gifts and we celebrate and we have our holiday celebrations, that you just get more and more and more just a clear and specific revelation of who you are in Christ and a blessing through that. I love you, family. I'll be more eloquent next time. Thank you for praying for me, and I continue to pray for you, and I love you, faithful. Thank you. Bye.
Hi, this is Tiffany and Ari in Vegas. We just wanted to wish Brian and the DAB family a very Merry Christmas, and thank you all for the best Christmas gift we've ever gotten. Keith, may you all find the same thing.
Merry Christmas. This is Linda from Texas. Good news. Jesus was born as a baby. Good news, Jesus died on the cross. Good news, Jesus rose from the grave. Good news, Jesus is coming back soon. Merry Christmas.
love you from Texas.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Robin from Florida calling to wish everyone a fantastically happy and very Merry Christmas. I do pray that everyone has a physically healthy Christmas as well as emotionally and spiritually healthy. I pray for great prosperity and just healing for the entire country of the United States as well as all the nations around the world. I pray that we turn back to Jesus and God as the only redeeming grace in this world, and that the unholiness of this world falls away. I just hope that everyone has a blessed Christmas and are safe in their travels, and that you get what you need, and that everybody's just happy. Let's reach out and be happy and love one another, all right? Have a blessed Christmas, everyone. Bye.
Merry Christmas, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Bob from Muskegon, Michigan. And I just wanted you to know that I'm praying for you each and every one of you daily. And I wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day, to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Sally calling from Bristol in England. And I just want to say what an amazing impact being part of this family has made on my life. I want to wish you all the very best Christmas ever. And I just love you all. I thank you for the prayers and for all the love that you share. I listen to your prayers every day and I pray for you at the same time. And I just want to say thank you to the Harding family and thank you to all the DAB team, especially Sarah Jane, who's been so kind. Anyway, God bless you all. Have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas. And I'm sure we're going to have a wonderful new year together, journeying through God's word. God bless you all. And by the way, God bless you, Blind Tony. Love you so much. Lots of love. Bye for now.
Hi, this is Jeff from Indiana. And my family and I want to wish you all a
Merry Christmas!
Yes, this is my Christmas blessing for 2012. Dear DAB community, best wishes for a spirit-filled Christmas. May the warmth and love of the Word of God surround each of you always. Please be mindful of the reason for the season. Spend more time and save more memories that bring joy. God bless you all and Merry Christmas. Very gratefully, Carla Hudson, Hoover, Alabama. God bless.
Christmas is near. Celebrations, we hear. Remind us of the reason to keep Jesus in the season. Teach us more of your Son. May your will be done. Give us your gift of love, Jesus Christ, your Son. Help us realize our need to believe your gifts are there for us to receive. Bring us into the new year with realization that you are near. To guide us through each day, your name is all we need to say. Jesus Christ, I love you so. In your precious name, save our world. This is Irma from Missouri. Have a blessed Christmas. A very happy new year. Feliz Navidad.
At that time of the birth of John the Baptist, a proclamation was made by Caesar Augustus that all the inhabited world should be registered. This was the first census undertaken while Cyrenius was governor of Syria, and everybody went to the town of his birth to be registered. Joseph went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to David's town, Bethlehem, in Judea, because he was a direct descendant of David, to be registered with his future wife, Mary, now in the later stages of her pregnancy. So it happened that it was while they were there in Bethlehem that she came to the end of her time. She gave birth to her first child, a son. And as there was no place for them inside the inn, she wrapped him up and laid him in a manger.
Merry Christmas to everyone across the world. This is Tiffany calling from North Carolina. And I'm calling in just to wish everyone a very special and happy and merry Christmas. I've been a part of the Daily Audio Bible since the end of 2009, early 2010, and I recently recommitted. I've never called in, but I felt led to call in just for this one particular time to wish you and your family and everyone who understands and knows and even doesn't understand and know the power of the love that God has, that he sent his only son to be born here in this world on this day. So we give God glory and we give him honor and we give him thanks for the special present that we received 2012 years ago. And Lord, we love you. And I love each and every one of you who are listening to this message. May your season and your holiday be wonderful and filled with joy. In Jesus' name, I love you all.
Hello, DAB family. My Christmas message to you is simply the second verse of the 9th chapter of Isaiah. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. Let great light shine on you this Christmas season. May it be merry, worshipful, and profound.
Hello, this is Melissa from Florida, calling with my holiday greetings for the DAB listeners. I just want to say that all the DAB listeners out there, I definitely think of as a part of my family, and I pray for each and every one of you every night as I listen to the broadcast and all of your prayers. I wish all of you the most joyous holiday season and pray that you have wonderful times with your family, friends, and loved ones. Have a joyous, happy holiday. I love you all. God bless.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the sky. With angelic chorus proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Merry Christmas, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Viola and family from Maryland. We love you. I pray that God will bless you richly this new Christmas year. Amen.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Carol from Colorado, formerly from Ohio. And I'm just calling in to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. And I'm going to sing a couple of bars from one of my favorite Christmas songs, O Holy Night. Oh, isn't this a treat for you? I know, right? Oh, on your knees. I'll end here because I know I can't sing the whole song at no time. Merry Christmas, everybody. I love you guys. Bye.
Hello. I'm Vicki from Middle Georgia, and I joined the DAB family at the start of this year. And you indeed are my family. As I pray with you, cry with you, celebrate with you, and hope with you. You have no idea just how much centering each day on God's Word has changed my understanding of Scripture and changed my life. But then again, you probably do. So this greeting includes long-distance hugs for each of your precious hearts. those whose voices are familiar and those who are not. I thank God for Brian, his family, the DAB team, and each of you all. Merry Christmas.
This is Dawn Ann in Indiana. For Brian, Jill, your dear children, and all the DAB family, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. This is James, the teacher in East L.A., and, you know, I've gotten to travel to a lot of interesting places for the last few years and see a lot of very cool things, but still the most beautiful, wonderful thing that I've ever gotten to see is God's people getting together to celebrate Jesus. So, this Christmas season, to all my brothers and sisters in the body of Christ and out there in Daily Audio Bible land, Merry Christmas. A todos mis hermanos y hermanas en todo el mundo y el mundo de Daily Audio Bible, Feliz Navidad a tu mes a mí y tu mejor esfuerzo mundial, Joyeux Noël. Il Juani ou Huati Jamia di Kul al Alam Eid Milad Eid Alaikum. Bless you guys. Love you all. Have a great, great Christmas.
Lord, we reflect your thankful heart on the wonder of your birth. The love you expressed when you left your glory to come to earth. For your life was like a beacon, Lord, shining brightly in the night, filling the world with the radiance of the Father's glorious light. And we too long to have inside your light for others to see the beautiful reflection of your grace and the wonder of your majesty. For as your light indwells our heart, we can shine wherever we are, and arise to take hold of each new day with your light ablaze in our hearts. So rekindle the flame within us, Lord, so it will not flicker nor dim. Ignite us with the light of your love, so you will shine brightly within. By M.S. Lyle. This is Angela from Alabama, DAB listener since January 2012. Merry Christmas, DAB family. And I love being part of this community.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to our DAB family from Dave and Carrie in Kentwood, Michigan. We enjoyed gathering with you in September in Jackson, Michigan, and hugging your neck, Brian. Like many families at Christmas time, we enjoy watching movies, and we'd like to share with you a snippet of Charlie Brown's Christmas.
And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day, in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men.
That's what Christmas is all about. Merry Christmas. May Christ be the center of your life this day and always.
Hey, DAB family. This is Melissa Smiley from Abbottville, Alabama. I would like to wish everyone a Merry Christmas. And let's not forget the real reason we celebrate. Our Savior was born to die so that we might live. Bless His holy name. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, family. I love y'all so much. Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Nancy Jacobs from Rio Rancho, New Mexico. I want to let all of you know how truly thankful and deeply appreciative I am of all of you. I just want to let you know how much my life has been enriched because of the sharing of our love of Jesus Christ. May each of you have a blessing-filled Christmas and an abundant 2013. I love you all. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
Hey, good morning, family. It is Lisa, Illinois. Wanted to wish everyone a wonderful holiday season. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. I really hope it's just really pleasant and wonderful for everyone. I love this community so much, and I just every day am amazed at how the Bible has completely changed my life. Just blows my mind, and I love this community. I love how honest and authentic everyone is when you call in and just sharing the problems and how we just we're really there for each other. It's so unique. So you guys have a fabulous season. I love you all so much. And everybody take care. Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
There were some shepherds living in the same part of the country, keeping guard throughout the night over their flocks in the open fields. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord stood by their side. The splendor of the Lord blazed around them, and they were terror-stricken. But the angel said to them,
"Do not be afraid. Listen, I bring you glorious news of great joy, which is for all the people. This very day, in David's town, a Savior has been born for you. He is Christ the Lord. Let this prove to you, you will find a baby wrapped up, lying in a manger."
And in a flash, there appeared with the angel a vast host of the armies of heaven, praising God, saying,
"Glory to God in the highest heaven, peace upon earth among men of goodwill."
When the angels left them and went back into heaven, the shepherds said to each other,
"Now let us go straight to Bethlehem and see this thing which the Lord has made known to us."
So they came as fast as they could, and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. And when they had seen this sight, they told everybody what had been said to them about the little child. And those who heard them were amazed at what the shepherds said. But Mary treasured all these things and turned them over in her mind. The shepherds went back to work, glorifying and praising God for everything they had heard and seen, which had happened just as they had been told.
Merry Christmas, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Matthew Kasuja in Mississauga, Ontario, in Canada. But I'm originally from Kampala, in Uganda. I started listening to the Daily Audio Bible 6 years ago now, when we lived as a family in Dakar, in Senegal. I've grown this year in my faith, and it's true what the Bible says, that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. As I look back now, I'm grateful for God's grace, for His goodness, His kindness, His mercy. And I'm also grateful for you, our family, Daily Audio Bible family. Sits around the Word every day to grow in faith and love. Have a Merry Christmas and have a happy and prosperous 2013. Bye.
Good morning, my family. This is Tony from Chicago. I'd like to give you guys a wonderful wish for Christmas. May the peace of God surround you and your families this Christmas. And let us give honor to Jesus who died for all of our sins. This is the reason for the season. And let us at some point be able to maybe help someone. We kind of get into gift giving of people that already have wonderful things, and we need to kind of turn that around, and let's buy a nice gift for someone or try to help someone that's in need this season. Maybe if we could just do that for one person, just give them something that they need this season. I know that Jesus would be happy about that if he knew that that's how we would turning ourselves around to think instead of going into debt, getting our kids all of this stuff that they probably already have things, and there's people out there that can't even maybe feed their family. So, all right, family, Merry Christmas to you guys. I love you guys. Talk to you soon.
Hey, Merry Christmas, DAB family. This is Ken from Northern California.
4 years ago this Christmas, I received an iPod, and little did I know how it would change my life. The following spring, I found the DAB on iTunes, and it has become the touchstone, the cornerstone of my daily life. I was looking for a place where I could hear the Word of God daily, because I know that faith comes from hearing, hearing by the Word of God. And really what it's done is it's brought great healing into my life, because as I look back now, I realize how deeply I had been hurt by church, how I'd been hurt by our culture. And what happens is that the DAB washes over my heart, my mind daily, and I'm cleansed and I am washed, and my desires and life has been changed. And so I'm so grateful for DAB. And so I pray, I say, my prayer is that the God who created the universe, who created life, who created you and me, and who became a man at Christmas, may he draw you, your family, your friends, your co-workers, your neighbors to himself this Christmas season.
Merry Christmas, everyone. And a huge thank you to Brian and family. Hope your Christmas is delightful. It has been such a pleasure to be part of the family. Been listening since July, and this is Dale from Northern California. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Hello, my name is Mark Nobel from Southern California, and I'm just wishing the whole Ollie Daily Bible a very, very bright New Year, Christmas, and may everybody be blessed with the joy of the Lord this Christmas. God bless everybody. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. God bless everyone.
Hi, Brian and the DAB family. This is Scott Hearn from Woonsocket, Rhode Island, wishing everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Every season is the reason for Jesus, and I also want to give a shout-out to my wife, Robin, my daughter, Kaylee, my son, Colton, my other daughter, Skylar Renee, and my youngest son, Zachary Scott. Merry Christmas, and I love you guys, and it's going to be a wonderful new year. God bless you guys and the DAB and Brian and your family.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel, Sadie, and Ellis Shelton from St. Louis, Missouri. And we just wanted to call and wish everyone a very Merry Christmas. And we wanted to say,
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jesus. Happy birthday to you.
Merry Christmas and have a great day.
Merry Christmas, because you're the strongest. You're the strongest Jesus.
Bye. Thank you.
I love you.
To Brian Harden and family, and to all the DAB listeners, I just want to say, coming from sunny Florida, sunny Orlando, Florida, that we want to wish you that Domingo and Jaylene and daughter Jaylene in Orlando, Florida, want to say
Merry Christmas!
And remember, Jesus is the reason for the season. God bless you all, and don't ever forget, Christ is among us. I love you guys. Thank you, Brian, for the job, the wonderful job that you do. One more time.
Merry Christmas!
Hello, Daily Audio Bible community. My name's Jim. I'm from Massachusetts, and I am celebrating the end of my fourth year listening to the Daily Audio Bible on a daily basis, and it is all that it promises to be. But this wish is for a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to everyone. Let's finish the year strong and go into next year a tighter, larger, and more faithful community. God bless you, and I love you all. Merry Christmas.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Christine, the single, hardworking mom from Florida, just wishing you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy Birthday, Jesus. Love you guys.
Merry Christmas, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Linda calling. I wish you all the joy and peace this holiday season. To all of you who will be alone this year, I will be thinking of you and holding you close in my heart. Merry Christmas to all.
Merry Christmas, DAB family. This is Todd from North Carolina. Just wanted to call and just express my gratitude for this community and for all that it means. I think my fifth year listening through. Been a big year for the DAB family with everything that's been going on with new babies and cargo classrooms and all of that. I've had a pretty crazy and busy year myself. Have changed jobs twice. Started seminary, and God has really used this community to help get me down that path. Church where I lead worship, we've had a lot of turmoil as well. But this community and this podcast, Brian, you and your family, but more importantly, the Word of God that we're all centered around has been the anchor point in my life, as it has been for so many years. And I just want to thank you guys for that, for all that you do. So with that, I wish you all a Merry Christmas, and I pray that God richly blesses you all in the new year. Have a Merry Christmas.
Hi, this is Debbie from Waxahachie, Texas, and I've never heard anyone call in from Waxahachie, Texas, so maybe I'm the first, but I hope there's others out here from Waxahachie also. I want to give a Merry Christmas to the Daily Audio Bible family. I've only been a listener since June of this year, and I was one of those that was searching for something that I could plug into my life on a daily basis. And I actually went to iTunes and searched audio Bibles, and up popped the Daily Audio Bible. So I'm a big believer of keeping that review fresh in iTunes for the Daily Audio app. And I just want to say how much this has meant to me in my life, because it's changing me from the inside out, and it is such a cool thing. And so everyone, Merry Christmas, and I hope you have just a blessed season. Thank you so much, family.
At the end of the 8 days, the time came for circumcising the child, and he was called Jesus, the name given to him by the angel before his conception. When the purification time stipulated by the law of Moses was completed, they brought Jesus to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. This was to fulfill a requirement of the law.
Every male who opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord.
They also offered the sacrifice prescribed by the law. In Jerusalem was a man by the name of Simeon. He was an upright man, devoted to the service of God, living in expectation of the salvation of Israel. His heart was open to the Holy Spirit, and it had been revealed to him that he would not die before he saw the Lord's Christ.
Greetings from sunny Melbourne, Victoria. It's Troy here, wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hello, this is Alison from England, wishing you a very blessed Christmas and lots of love in the Lord. I would just like to read for you the reading that I shared with the London Daily Audio Bible family when we met. From Romans chapter 15, verse 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's my prayer for all of you this Christmas and next year. Amen.
This is Brother John from the Bayou Country in Central Louisiana. I just want to wish everybody on the air Merry Christmas. And all I can say, he'll never stop doing good to us. Thank you. Merry Christmas again and a Happy Thanksgiving.
The first Noel, the angels did say, was to search in for shepherds in fields where they lay.
Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, and Happy New Year from Christmas in Kansas City. Love you guys.
Hi, it's Michelle from Los Angeles, and I want to wish everyone a Merry, Merry Christmas and a fantastic New Year. I'm praying for all of you that we have a great 2013. And thank you, Brian, Jill, China, Max, Ezekiel, and all the Sarah Jane and everyone else who's involved all over. And just pray for everyone, just praying for all of you, and just praying for good health and lots of money and love and husbands and boyfriends, and just praying for everybody to have a great, fantastic 2013. I can't get that out. Merry, Merry Christmas. Bye.
Harry from Long Island, New York. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to my DAB family. Bye-bye.
Hey, fellow dabbers. It's John Johann Smith from the Great Northwest. Yeah, not that every other city isn't great. Anyway, I want to reach out to everyone in my virtual community and wish them a beautiful, wonderful time of reflection, remembering the reason for the season, Jesus Christ's birth. Merry Christmas, everyone, and may the Lord give you all of your provision, healing, restoration, and continued joy in Him as we celebrate His birthday. God bless, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Daily Audio Bible Community. This is Marie from Salinas, California. I'd like to share a Christmas poem that I hope will help everyone remember what this special season is all about. It's called The Greatest Gift of All. The Christmas season is anticipated with great expectations and a high hope. Expectation of time with family and friends, hopes of peace and reconciliation, and the perfect gift. The Christmas season is celebrated with gourmet feasts and memorable traditions. Feasts of food, feasts of shopping, feasts of presents, and feasts of wanting more. We sing, we laugh, we trim, we buy, we wrap, we go, and we're left wondering what it was all for. We've forgotten what it was all for. Christmas is a time of the highest hopes and greatest expectations. Christmas is a time of true peace and true reconciliation. Christmas is the time of the most wonderful celebration. Christmas is a time of heavenly tradition. And it is all because God gave us the greatest gift of all. He gave us Jesus Christ to be our Savior. Merry Christmas, everyone.
I'd like to wish everybody in the Daily Audio Bible family a very Merry Christmas. And just to say thank you to Brian and his lovely family, ever-growing family. Thank you so much for everything that you do and your faithfulness. You have been such a blessing to me and my wife. And in fact, it was about a year ago that she came to know Christ. And this past year has been just totally awesome. She has spent every day with me going through the Bible with the Daily Audio Bible, getting to know more and more Christians, and really getting to see what this amazing family of God is all about. We especially would like to say thank you to the many callers and the many friends that we've gotten to know, even though we've never seen. From Blind Tony, brother, we can't wait to meet you, and we are praying for you. Thank you for the blessing that you've all been. May this Christmas season and all next year be a truly great one. This is Pete and Deb from Rochester, New York. We love you guys.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible. It is your girl, Tynese J, calling from Cleveland, Ohio, with my holiday greetings. I just first and foremost want to give God the glory, and I want to say to the entire Daily Audio Bible family, to Brian, to Jill, to each of you, wishing you the very best this holiday season. All the love, all the joy, all the peace that your families can endure. Also, I just want to say to my family, I love them, and I wish them a very happy holiday season as well. Jesus is certainly the reason for the season, and I look forward to this time of year to share the gospel of Jesus Christ to all. So I just want to say again to each of you, to my church family as well, to the World Church here in Cleveland, Ohio, I wish you all the best. happy holidays, or should I also say happy holy days. We're looking forward to just a lot of good fellowship, just learning more about the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So all of my friends, all of my family, all across the world, you know, and I thank this Brian and Jill for this opportunity because I can really reach people that I've never, ever seen before, but I can also still, you know, hug them virtually through the Daily Audio Bible. So, again, everyone, enjoy, have fun, love hard, and Merry, Merry, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to each of you. Bye-bye.
Oh, come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel. Hi, this is Ken from Maryland, calling to wish you all a very Merry Christmas. Brian has often talked about how the Daily Audio Bible community, it's a place to come so you don't have to be alone. No year has been more true for me than this one. I want to thank all of you who extended their hand in friendship and walked with me through difficult and glorious times this year. I love you dearly.
Hello, my name is Carolyn. I'm from Ohio. And I just wanted to add my Christmas greetings to everybody out in the Daily Audio Bible community and tell you that I'm glad I found this. And I've been listening now for almost 2 years. I have a lady I take care of at night, and I listen to it through then. But I wanted to sing a song. As soon as I get done, I'm going to just go ahead and hang up. But I want everybody to have a Merry Christmas, and may the Lord bless each and every one of you.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Christy calling from Tennessee. I just want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas. This has been my first year with the DAB, and it has forever changed my life. I love all of you guys, and Brian and Jill, and your whole family. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for this ministry. I hope you guys have an amazing Christmas. What a precious gift God gave us, His only Son, Jesus. He is the only reason we should celebrate this season. Again, Merry Christmas, and I can't wait until 2013 to go through the Bible all over again with everybody. I love you guys. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Bye, everybody.
He had been led by the Spirit to go into the temple. When Jesus' parents brought the child in to have done to him what the law required, he took him up in his arms, blessed God, and said,
"At last, Lord, you can dismiss your servant in peace, as you promised. For with my own eyes I have seen your salvation, which you have made ready for every people, a light to show the truth to the Gentiles and bring glory to your people Israel."
The child's father and mother were still amazed at what was said about him. When Simeon gave them his blessing, he said to Mary, the child's mother,
"This child is destined to make many fall and many rise in Israel, and to set up a standard which many will attack. For he will expose the secret thoughts of many hearts, and for you, your very soul will be pierced by a sword."
There was also present Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher, who was a prophetess. She was a very old woman, having had 7 years married life, and was now a widow of 84. She spent her whole life in the temple and worshipped God night and day with fastings and prayers. She came up at this very moment, praised God, and spoke about Jesus to all those in Jerusalem who were expecting redemption.
Hi, this is David from Norwich in the United Kingdom. Just wishing Brian and the family and all of the DAB family a wonderful Christmas and a Happy New Year. May God bless you all. Bye-bye.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Tracy from Baltimore. Just calling to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas. Christmas is my very favorite holiday because it is the day we choose to commemorate how much God loves us. Remember that Jesus came to pay a debt that he did not owe because we owed a debt that we could not pay. I just thank you, Father, for your love. And I thank God for all of you, Daily Audio Bible family. I hope you have a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. happy new beginning. Bye.
Merry Christmas, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Jennifer from Tacoma, Washington. I am so thankful for this community and for the opportunity to journey through God's Word together. Rejoice, rejoice. Emmanuel, our God, is with us. He has given us victory over the grave. May God impart His wisdom to us and bind our hearts as one. O come, Emmanuel. Appear to us, the Daily Audio Bible family, and make us more like Jesus, I pray. Hope you have a wonderful Christmas and a blessed new year.
Good evening, Daily Audio Bible family. My name is Avis. This is my first time calling. I'm just calling to say Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to all. May this season be a season of joy and peace. And the reason for it is Christ Jesus, our Savior. And I'm so glad that He has saved me. And I look forward to one day living in heaven with Him. Thank you. Merry Christmas to you all. Love you all.
Merry Christmas, my DAB family. This is your sister Pamela calling from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. And I've been listening to the DAB since February of 2010 and getting so much from it and so much from hearing your prayer requests. My heart goes out to you when I hear your voices and hear the emotion in your requests, and I'm so honored to pray for all of you. And I'm praying that you have a wonderful Christmas, whether you're in a difficult time or a joyful time, a painful time, or a refreshing time. I pray that the Lord's Holy Spirit will be with you. And I'd just like to remind you of Brian's exhortation today, November 21st, regarding Psalm 119. And I would just encourage you to go back and read Psalm 119, at least portions of it. It's long, but at least portions of it, and be reminded of what it says. Here's just a couple of opening verses in the Message. You're blessed when you stay on course, walking steadily on the road revealed by God. You're blessed when you follow His directions, doing your best to find Him. So I pray that, I think the Lord is speaking to us about this very thing, and I felt a very deep quickening in my spirit as Brian spoke today on this, and staying the course and remaining faithful, no matter what we're going through, to stay grounded in His Word and always reaching for the Lord and asking for wisdom. Stay the course, family. Stay the course. Remain faithful, because our Father is faithful to us. He loves you so much, and I definitely am growing to love you too. Thank you. Big hugs to everybody that I've talked to on Facebook or at the family gatherings virtually. Blessings, 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 with lots of love. Bye.
Hello, this is Tom Bolton from Milwaukee, and I just want to wish a Merry, Merry Christmas to all my friends at Daily Audio Bible. And let me say, may God's grace and love in Jesus Christ be with you throughout this new year. Happy holidays, everybody.
Merry Christmas, DAB family. I hope you're all having a great holidays. I just wanted to thank you all for being my family. I feel like that's who you are. I love your prayer requests. Just make me feel so close to you. And everybody have a Merry Christmas. And remember the reason for this season. Oh, Jesus.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible. This is my Christmas greeting from Northeast Alabama. My name is Steve Porter. I just wish everyone Christmas greetings, as We celebrate Christ and his birth and everything that we as Christians stand for. I say this in the morning of Thanksgiving because I am preparing to go to Uganda, Africa on the 27th of December. I need prayer during that time, as my pastor and I will go and be preaching to numerous people. But mainly, I just wanted to tell you all, Merry Christmas. Wow, what a commitment that I've made just to listen to the Daily Audio Bible. This morning's devotion brought tears to my eyes, as I'm sure it did many across this globe that we live on. And I just give praise and thanks to Christ our Lord. Have a great, great Christmas day. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy, happy 2012. And I wish you all the best in the coming new year. God bless you. Bye.
Good morning, DAB family. This is Carla calling from Northern California, wishing you a very Merry Christmas. I've been a listener for over a year, and I just did not want to miss this opportunity to say Merry Christmas to all my brothers and sisters in Christ. Merry Christmas.
Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea in the days when Herod was king of the province. Not long after his birth, there arrived from the east a party of astrologers making for Jerusalem and inquiring as they went,
"Where is the child born to be king of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east, and we have come here to pay homage to him."
When King Herod heard about this, he was deeply perturbed, as indeed were all the other people living in Jerusalem. So he summoned all the Jewish scribes and chief priests together and asked where Christ should be born. Their reply was,
"In Bethlehem, in Judea, for this is what the prophet Micah wrote about the matter. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel."
Then Herod invited the wise men to meet him privately and found out from them the exact time when the star appeared. Then he sent them off to Bethlehem, saying,
"When you get there, search for this little child with the utmost care, and when you have found him, come back and tell me, so that I may go and worship him too."
Oh, and Merry Christmas to my DAB family, and I just love you so much. And this is Shirley from Newburgh, Oregon. In Psalm 111:10, "I bring my spirit of you, my God, as humbleness overflows me and brings me to my knees. Your faithfulness, steadfast love, forgiving grace and mercy reaches to the heaven and all his creation. Thank you, my Lord and King. Happy birthday, Jesus. You are my gift. I can freely give to others all year long. And this is you, my DAB, pardon family, and brothers and sisters. We are full of fear of our God, but that fear of God is the beginning of wisdom, according to Psalm 111:10. Merry Christmas, and we love you all around the world."
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Alicia Hill from Riverdale, Georgia, wishing all the Dabbers a happy holiday season and a prosperous new year. And to Brian, Gio, Tyler, China, Max, and Ezekiel, thank you so much for bringing the DAB to our family, and may God bless you beyond measure. God bless you all. I love you, and have a prosperous day.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Penelope in Louisville, Kentucky, and I want to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a blessed and happy New Year. I love you.
Hi, this is Melin Brown from East Texas, and I'm calling to say Merry Christmas to all my DAB family. I am so excited that we get to share this special time together, and I always look forward to hearing greetings from everyone. Got a special shout-out to the Facebook Daily Audio Bible friends from Texas and the Colorado group, as well as just DAB in general. And just wanted to send special greetings and thanks to all of the Hardin family and the Greenbergs and Sarah Jane, who helped make this possible, and most of all, thanks to God, and happy birthday, Jesus, and have a wonderful and blessed year. Bye.
Hi, DAB family. This is Jillian and Chris Mansfield from Tulsa, Oklahoma, wanting to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And a big hello to Jill and Brian and the whole Harden clan. We love you guys, and blessings to you all. Bye.
This is Don. I'm calling from the pier looking out over Lake Martin in Alabama, watching the sunset on what has been a beautiful Thanksgiving Day. I want to take a moment to wish Brian, Jill, and their family and the Daily Audio Bible family and the family of Christ a Merry Christmas 2012 and a wonderfully blessed year in 2013. I started listening to the Daily Audio Bible podcast about 5 years ago and quickly found the Daily Audio Proverb, and I listen to both of them every day. And I always look forward to January 1st of each year when Brian begins the adventure of a lifetime. And Brian, I just appreciate you allowing me to tag along. Merry Christmas to all of you.
Greetings, Daily Audio Bible family, from Jeff
and Peggy Hyland. From a little farm in southern Indiana.
Wishing peace on earth.
And goodwill to all.
Merry Christmas.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Aunt Rosie and Jessica. I'm coming from Four Winds Church in Marshall, leaving you our Christmas greeting. We're going to read a little bit to you guys.
Yes, we always enjoy that, Brian, you read to us every day, and so we are going to read to you today. Today's reading is Luke chapter 10, starting at verse 7. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
We love you. Merry Christmas. We hope you all have a wonderful Christmas with all of your family and friends. And we'll see you next time. Merry Christmas.
The wise men listened to the king and then went on their way to Bethlehem. And now this star, which they had seen in the east, went in front of them as they traveled until at last it shone immediately above the place where the little child lay. The sight of the star filled them with indescribable joy. So they went into the house and saw the little child with his mother Mary, and they fell on their knees and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts, gold, incense, and myrrh. Then, since they were warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they went back to their own country by a different route. But after they had gone, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said,
"Get up now, take the little child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod means to seek out the child and kill him."
So Joseph got up, and taking the child and his mother with him in the middle of the night, set off for Egypt, where he remained until Herod's death. This, again, is a fulfillment of the Lord's word spoken through the prophet. "Out of Egypt I called my son." When Herod saw that he had been fooled by the wise men, he was furiously angry. He issued orders and killed all the male children of 2 years and under in Bethlehem and the surrounding district. Basing his calculation on his careful questioning of the wise men. Then Jeremiah's prophecy was fulfilled.
A voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation, weeping, and great mourning. Rachel weeping for her children, refusing to be comforted, because they were no more.
But after Herod's death in 4 BC, an angel of the Lord again appeared to Joseph in a dream and said,
"Now get up and take the infant and his mother with you, and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the child's life are dead."
So Joseph got up and took the little child and his mother with him and journeyed toward the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was now reigning as king of Judea, in the place of his father Herod, he was afraid to enter the country. Then he received a warning in a dream to turn aside into the district of Galilee, now ruled by Antipas, tetrarch of Galilee, and Perea, and came to live in a small town called Nazareth, thus fulfilling the old prophecy that he should be called a Nazarene. When they, Mary and Joseph had completed all the requirements of the law of the Lord and the temple at Jerusalem. They returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew up and became strong and full of wisdom. God's blessing was upon him.
Hello, this is Babatunde from Nigeria, based in Berlin, Germany. Wishing the Daily Audio Bible family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Bye.
Merry Christmas. This is Jenna in Austin, and I'm calling to wish all my DAB brothers and sisters a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Daily Audio Bible has meant so much to me. It has changed my life, like everyone else says. This year in particular has just been amazing. I started off the year needing community in my life, and DIB has provided that. There are some very special people that I've met through this community who will forever be in my heart. And I just want to give a shout out to those people right now and tell them that I love them so much. Andy, Tom, Sean, Ken, Kyle, Wes, Jen, Aaron, Heidi, Kelly, Leslie, Penny. Oh gosh, there's so many people. Now I'm afraid I'm going to forget somebody. And lastly, I just want to thank you, Brian, for this whole community. You and Jill and your family, you guys are amazing. And I just love you all from the bottom of my heart. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Much love from Texas. Bye.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Bonnie from Illinois. What an amazing year it's been to journey through the Bible and community. For me personally, some highlights include the Israel pilgrimage, captivating in Tennessee, and family gatherings. It's truly been a year of shift for so many of us. Most of all, God's Word continues to bring true life to me. What a gift it has been to travel the pages of the Bible and community with you all. It's a privilege to pray for each other, weep with each other, rejoice with each other, and to grow in the knowledge of Christ together. So Merry Christmas to each of you, my brothers and sisters. And Merry Christmas, Brian, Jill, Tyler, Kristen, China, Matt, and Ezekiel. You are family, and you are loved.
Hey, DAB family. Merry Christmas. This is Paul representing Kernersville, North Carolina. This is from a song. His kingdom come, and this kingdom will know no end, and its glory shall know no bound. For the majesty and power of this kingdom's king has come, and this kingdom's reign, and this kingdom's rule, and this kingdom's power and authority, Jesus, God's righteousness revealed. Merry Christmas, DAB family. And Ezekiel, say hi to Mommy and Daddy for me. Maranatha.
Hello and season's greetings from my family. My name is James Lee, and I want to say a little over a year ago, I received a gift from above in the form of the Daily Audio Bible, which I will forever cherish and thank the Lord for. My family and I also want to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to Brian and Jill, China, Max, and Ezekiel. The whole Daily Audio Bible family also. I love you, and God be with you.
Christmas greetings from Chicago, Daily Audio Bible community. This is Sean, and I'd like to sing you a song that I do with my praise band. God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, time.
Audio Bible Family Christmas 2012. I just look over at the clock. It's 2:05 a.m., which is not an unusual hour for me, necessarily. I just had no idea it had gotten so late. I was enraptured by another Daily Audio Bible Family Christmas. It takes many hours to put together in editing, but it just flies by. And I am once again reminded of who we are. And I am once again reminded of why I show up here every day. And it's beautiful to me. And there has never been a time that I haven't been moved emotionally to the deepest parts of my heart to see the beauty of what God has created among us in community centered around His Word. Because it wasn't just that calls came from all over the earth, from all different kinds of stories, from all different kinds of backgrounds. It's that we also share all kinds of different faith traditions, and yet we find common unity centered around God's Word and His beautiful Son, Jesus, our Savior, whom we celebrate. So as we enter the season of Advent, as we deeply contemplate the arrival of the Savior of all of mankind, may we all remember the good news of the gospel, and may we all take that good news and share it with the world that we live in. I couldn't love you more than I do. My whole life now revolves around this community. I couldn't be more committed to something than I am. Everything about me is this, and I am so pleased and honored to share life with you. And so from my family to yours, we wish you the warmest and merriest of Christmases.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are, as in olden days. Happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years we all will be together. If the fate allow, hang a shining star upon the highest bough. gathered near to us once more. Through the years we all will be together. If the fates are